Hello? Can you hear me?
That sounds good to me.
You're about as exciting as a bad bowl of prunes.
You guys are crazy.
I don't approve. I don't.
Do you have any idea what time it is? No, I know what time it is.
Are we ready?
Welcome to our tropical paradise.
Collins in the Morning.
K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the Morning, REO Speedwagon at 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. Time now for your Access Financial Group Facebook page. Question of the day, dear Collins. I went holiday shopping over the weekend. Yesterday, my sister-in-law caught me placing some of my inexpensive purchases in gift boxes from expensive stores. She gave me a funny look and then left the room. She later returned and said what I was doing is wrong. Is it? Is it wrong if I tell a little white lie to my family? I was told it's the thought that counts. Just say, hey, they were having a sale and I bought it there. No, then you'd be lying. I don't think people care. I don't look at the box. You should see some of the box. I put gifts in boxes for my grandchildren in Chewy.com boxes. Okay? It doesn't matter what kind of box it is. It is the thought that counts. And, you know, if that matters to people, then the heck with them. Plain and simple. It's also kind of fun. I got one year from my brother-in-law and my sister, I got this box, and it was from Neiman Marcus. And the box said Neiman Marcus. And inside was a comforter set from Big Lots. Okay? It doesn't matter. I thought it was funny. Anyway, that's what I think. What do you think? Our Facebook address, K-Lake 97.7. You're home of the greatest hits, where Clint has news, and I'll have the weather next. One of my favorite Seeger songs. K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the Morning. It is 6:43. It is Monday after Thanksgiving, and we saw a bunch of specials last night. Lady Gaga and all that sort of stuff with Tony Bennett. The holiday specials have begun, and since we're not too far removed from Halloween, and they combine them anyway.
Tonight on NBC, it's the best of holiday horror with the Stephen King Family Singers.
On the first night of Christmas, the darkness brought to me 5 guilties.
All the hideous holiday hits are here.
Rudolph, with your night so bright, won't you slay my guy tonight?
Plus, a special guest appearance by Firestarter Drew Barrymore.
Let's just roast him on an open fire.
Let the Stephen King Family Singers light up your holiday season.
I saw Cujo chasing Santa Claus.
Hi, I'm Stephen King. And I hope you'll join us for this wonderful holiday spectacular. Oh yes, a scary Christmas to all, and to all, a good fright.
Collins in the Morning.
K-Lake 97.7.
K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the Morning, an actual fast song by Brian Adams. 9:32 on this Monday morning. Time for stuff. Got a lot of stuff. CBS says Shabbat Alameda in Alameda, California, kicked off Hanukkah last night with a 7-foot menorah made from 3,750 Lego bricks. First night of Hanukkah last night. A new survey by Deloitte reveals 11% of people will not buy any holiday gifts this year. Meanwhile, a new survey by the National Retail Federation reveals the average person will spend $997 on holiday gifts, decor, and food. That's down from $1,050 before the pandemic. Deadline Hollywood says 21.7 million people watched NBC's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I was not one of them. That's almost the same as last year. A Salvation Army bell ringer shortage is occurring in certain parts of the country. Some Salvation Army chapters are using school groups, church groups, rotary groups, and volunteers to ring bells. A new survey by CensusWide, whatever that is, reveals 27% of people who purchased a puppy during the pandemic no longer want a child. I think that's kind of funny. Reese Witherspoon's going to reprise her role as Elle Woods in Legally Blonde 3. The movie will follow her as a parent. The film expected to be released in May of next year. Ty Pennington has married his girlfriend, Carrie Merrill. The two got hitched in their 19th century home in Savannah, Georgia. Only 8 people attended the ceremony. The couple have known each other for a decade. And my favorite story. A brawl broke out in the stands during the Edmonton Oilers Vegas Golden Knights game on Saturday night. One woman removed her prosthetic leg before hitting a man with it. And, of course, the joke is, after that, she didn't have a leg to stand on. And that is stuff.
Okay, let's get started. You'll have to bear with me. I'm still a little fuzzy. So, what do you want to do?
You're going to have an amazing, amazing time.
This could be the best thing that's ever happened to us.
No, 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 no.
I'm actually kind of ready to party right now.
Let's go wild.
Now you're talking.
Collins in the Morning.
K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the Morning. That's the truth. Thank you, Richard Simmons. 18 and a half after 6. Good morning, everybody. I'm Collins in the Morning. It is time now for your Access Financial Group Facebook page question of the day. Dear Collins, one of my coworkers came into work yesterday and was so excited because she came an aunt over the weekend. She was showing off pictures of her niece. I'm not one to judge, but my coworkers are, and made tons of jokes about the baby's looks. I know everyone thinks their baby is adorable, but this one is not. Should I tell my friend and coworker what others are saying? I think I would want to know. Okay. No. Don't do that. Some babies are ugly, but they turn out to be beautiful. When I was born, my mother said I had a pointed head that was pointed to the right, and she told the doctor, "This can't be my baby. I have beautiful babies." That's exactly what she said. And so anyway, don't say anything. Just be happy for her. Just come on. Don't be cruel. Thank you very much. Don't be cruel. That's what I think. Don't be cruel. Could be turning into a beauty king or queen. So anyway, our Facebook address, K-Lake 97.7, your home of the greatest hits for the Access Financial Group Facebook page question of the day. Let us know what you think. Clint has news, and I'll check the weather coming up next. K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the Morning, 6:44. It is the last day of November. And, of course, yesterday was Cyber Monday. It's now over. But I'd like to announce a new holiday called Broke Tuesday. It's for everybody who has no money left after spending it all during the previous shopping days.
Black Friday is over. Cyber Monday, also over. And that means it's time to celebrate the least popular holiday of the year. Welcome to Broke Tuesday.
I'm completely broke.
Yay!
Here's how to celebrate. First, staple your wallet shut and don't spend money on anything, not even coffee or gasoline.
You cheapskate.
After you're finished using magnets to destroy your credit cards, it's time to find the nearest Sam's Club or Costco, because you'll be eating free samples for breakfast, lunch, and dinner until you get your tax refund in April.
Wait, what?
Then it's time for a deep dumpster dive as you look for discarded scratch-off lottery tickets, hoping to find an unclaimed winner.
Oh, I think I found one.
And finally, ditch that unlimited cell phone plan and steal your mom's Netflix password. All because you're broke as a joke after too many made-up holidays like this one.
Well, guess I'm broke again.
Now, get back to work and make some money so you can blow it all again next year.
Yay!
Happy Broke Tuesday to everyone.
Collins in the Morning.
K-Lake 97.7.
K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the Morning. Good morning, everybody. BTO at 9:29. Time for stuff. Merriam-Webster Dictionary has chosen vaccine as the 2021 word of the year. I would have gone with woke. Miley Cyrus and Pete Davidson are going to host NBC's New Year's Eve special. The show will originate from Miami. What is the fascination with Pete Davidson? I don't think he's very funny. I just don't get it. Anyway, that's just my opinion. Channing Tatum is going to star in the next Magic Mike movie called Magic Mike's Last Dance. It'll stream on HBO Max. The first two Magic Mike films have brought in $300 million. Tristan Thompson had several Memphis Grizzly fans removed from an NBA game on Sunday because they were heckling him. The website says the fans were making comments about the Kardashian family. So what? You get paid millions of dollars, you little whiny bucket. Deal with it. Oh, they're talking about the Kardashians. I make millions of dollars. Ooh, poor me. Poor me. I make millions of dollars. Oh, I can't take it. Wait. Anyway. Tom Holland will star in at least three more Spider-Man movies for Marvel that'll make him the longest tenured Spider-Man of all times. In Horizon City, Texas, a man recently rode a horse through a McDonald's drive-thru. Other customers took pictures of the man as he strolled off on his horse. Thank you, ma'am. David Ross of Idaho recently rode an electric unicycle for 35 miles while juggling. He set a new world record. Now, would it be harder to do it while you're actually pedaling? Or since it was a electric one, is that as hard? And last but not least, North Korea has banned leather jackets so Kim Jong-un can be the only person wearing one. He was upset because many people are wearing fake leather coats in public. Once again... One more time. Let's hear it. Okay, I had to do it one more time. And that is a look at stuff.
On with the show. This is it.
On with the show.
Let's get on with the clown show.
On with the show.
Let us get on with the show and enjoy our family-style adventure.
And the show will go on.
No one can stop us from enjoying this, so enjoy it.
Greatest show on earth.
It's about time.
On with the show. This is it.
K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the morning. Greg Ken Band, 620. Time now for your Access Financial Group Facebook page. Question of the day, dear Collins. The girls and I at work got into a great discussion yesterday about men and holiday gifts. Half of the women say the more original a gift, the more a man loves you because of the effort he put in finding it. When it comes to gift giving, they say effort equates to how much a man loves you. They believe a man that doesn't put any effort is taking a woman for granted. The other women in the office don't agree with that and say some men are just poor gift givers. Do you agree with this? I agree with everything. Some men are poor gift givers, despite their best effort. Despite their best effort. Because a lot of times, you know, women, you just need to tell the men what you want. Don't make us guess. Because if we guess wrong, boy, howdy. So anyway, yes, some men are poor gift givers, as I said, despite the effort. But at least they're trying. And that's the important thing. You know, it doesn't have to be homemade or something like that to show how much you love. If they are artistic and can do stuff, yeah. But if it looks like a four-year-old did it, no offense, four-year-olds, then you just, you know, you'd rather have something substantial. I'll put to you that. Anyway, that's what I think. What do you think? Our Facebook address, K-Lake 97.7, your home of the greatest hits. Where Clint's got news, we'll check the weather next. Men Without Hats on K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the morning, 641. You know, many parents have begun decorating their homes with the holiday tradition of Elf on a Shelf to ensure their children behave until Christmas. Well, I decided to turn that little innocent tradition into a horror film.
This holiday season, a terrifying creature has surfaced. And he's already in your home. Christmas Pictures presents Elf on the Shelf.
You had an emergency the other night. What happened?
My elf fell out of the stocking.
And where did it land?
On the ground.
And you called?
911.
It's the most twisted Christmas tradition.
Look, it's Elf on a Shelf.
And no child is safe when the elf is watching.
Hello, kitties. Let's be friends.
Elf on the Shelf. Now playing in your home.
Collins in the Morning.
K-Lake, 97.7.
We're all professionals here.
You need professional help, son.
One professional helping another professional.
Professional? Completely professional, huh?
The notions of a professional team.
He's a professional.
You're a professional.
We're supposed to be professionals.
You're a professional basket case.
You're here to do a job. Start acting like professionals.
Collins in the Morning.
Hey, like 97.7, Collins in the Morning. Those are the Backstreet Boys, 620. Time now for your Access Financial Group Facebook page question of the day. Dear Collins, I'm 17 years old and have been stressed for days. My father let me borrow his car on Monday. I was rifling through the trunk looking for something when I found a bag that contained a red Santa hat and red lingerie. The lingerie would never fit my mother. I think my father is cheating and bought the holiday lingerie for his mistress. Should I tell my mother? Should I confront my father? What would you do if you were me? Well, first of all, kiddo, I would get my facts straight. Running off and telling mommy is not the pertinent thing to do at this time. My suggestion is you find out the facts and then confront your father first. All right, Dad, what is this? I found this in the trunk. What's going on? There may be a perfectly innocent, logical explanation for it. But to assume, you know what they say about assuming. So I would not assume. I would get the facts straight first before I said anything to anybody. That's what I think. What do you think? Our Facebook address, K-Lake 97.7, your home of the greatest hits. And Clint Cooper News, which is next. K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the Morning. It's 6:44. It is Thursday, a step away from the weekend. And in case you don't remember, it's only 23 days until Christmas. Okay. The classic poem, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Well, we've taken a celebrity twist to this. So now, the holiday season is here. And we announce a new album featuring celebrities reading the classic poem, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Now available just in time for the holidays. It's the hot new stocking stuffer, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, Celebrity Edition. Narrated by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring because I blew them all away with my Uzi.
Ed O'Neill.
Children were plotting all night in their beds while the wife's constant whining was splitting his head.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
The weather was warm, not a trace of snow, as The Rock got ready to whoop Chris Jericho.
And John Malkovich.
When out on the lawn there rose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. You know that the state of California has a home invasion law?
'Twas the Night Before Christmas, Celebrity Edition, with tons of surprises.
Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried. Now you threw your money away, and I know you feel like you just got robbed.
Now available from Cringe Miss Records.
Collins in the Morning.
K-Lake 97.7.
K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the Morning at 9:32. On this Thursday morning, it's time for Stuff. ABC's George Stephanopoulos, the most softball question-throwing alleged reporter on TV, and his interview with Alec Baldwin tonight in primetime. It'll focus on Alec's accidental shooting of Helena Hutchins on the set of their movie Rust, although he says he didn't pull the trigger. Trevor Noah's going to host the Grammy Awards on CBS on Monday, January 31st. Who cares? Katy Perry raised over $100,000 on Giving Tuesday with her cover of the Beatles song All You Need Is Love. It was available for download on the internet. Proceeds are going to charity. Breaking Bad star Aaron Paul and his wife Lauren are expecting their second child. So, congratulations, I guess, and we care why. Okay, I got two more stories to go, and they are flavorful. How's that? The worst, according to a new survey by CandyStore.com, whoever they are, the 10 worst holiday candy. Number 10, peppermint bark. Number 9, chocolate oranges. Number 8, ribbon candy. Number 7, non-peppermint candy canes. Number 6, Peeps. I love Peeps. They'll put me into a diabetic coma, but I love Peeps. Number 5, old-fashioned hard candy mix. Number 4, Lifesaver storybooks. Boy, those used to be, even when I was in grammar school, the Lifesaver storybooks were the thing to get. I was always jealous if I didn't get one. Number 3, reindeer corn. Number 2, chocolate-covered cherry cordials. And number 1, Christmas nougat. And I don't know what that is, but it's number 1. So there you have it. And finally, Heinz is celebrating the holidays in the UK by releasing a limited edition mayonnaise flavor called Chocolate Orange Mayo. The mayo is infused with orange oil, chocolate cream, and chocolate orange segments. Ew. That's what I think. And that is a look at stuff.
Welcome. Welcome to our show.
Welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Welcome, 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 welcome.
Why don't you just start by introducing yourself?
Welcome to the program. Can I get a pew-pew for the fans?
No idea what that means.
Welcome to your fantasy.
Collins in the morning.
K-Lake 97.7 Collins in the morning. Good morning, everybody. 6:44. Well, 22 days till Christmas. As we all know, Santa Claus is making his list and checking it twice. But what happens when toddlers find out, having learned, that they made the naughty list?
And now, toddlers react
after making Santa's naughty list.
No, I didn't!
No! No!
It says you are on the naughty list.
You're being naughty, so you're on the naughty list.
No!
This has been Toddlers React after making Santa's naughty list.
Oh no, we're busted!
I need to call my lawyer.
Collins in the morning.
K-Lake 97.7.